Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for the living Word, which is Jesus Christ. By the power of your Holy Spirit, open our hearts and minds now to gladly receive him as he comes to us, so that we may always live and rejoice in your forgiveness and life. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. As has been the custom for our Lenten journey, we'll be using our family devotion as the theme for today, Sunday, March 22nd, entitled Occupied Territory. Jesus said, "Finally, he sent his son to them, saying, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and have his inheritance.' And they took him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him." Matthew 21. The story of the wicked tenants is a strange one. A man plants a vineyard, rents it out, and goes into a far country. When the harvest comes, he sends servants to collect his share of the fruit. The tenants refuse. Instead, they beat the servants, kill some, and throw others out of the vineyard. After several episodes like that, the landowner sends his son. Exactly the same thing happens as anybody could predict. This story bugs me. Why are you bothering, I want to ask? It's just a vineyard. Human lives are worth more than a vineyard. Your son is worth more than a vineyard. Just give up. If this was just an ordinary vineyard, perhaps the owner would give it up. But it's not. This is God's vineyard, which he created. This is Jesus' inheritance as the Son of God. In short, this is God's world, and we are the vines in it. He isn't going to give us up. And yet we are occupied territory. So many of those who rule over us have no fear of God and no desire to give him what belongs to him. This includes everything for everyone from bullying bosses and abusive parents to corrupt politicians and world leaders. And neither they nor the devil himself, who influences them, are willing to surrender what they hold. And to this occupied territory comes Jesus, the Son of God. He's not stupid. He knows what will happen to him. And yet he goes through with it, knowing that his death will turn the world right side up and his resurrection will set us free. Are you suffering under the power of someone who refuses to listen to God? Take courage, because God has not forgotten you. He has already sent his son Jesus to rescue you, and he will finish the job. Soon, now, very soon, when Jesus comes again to take up his rule over all the universe, we are waiting for that day. As I ponder these words of our devotion today, it becomes very fitting for us to realize there are things in this world that occupy us. Right now, some of us are occupied by fear and anxiety and worry. I know I am. Some of us are even occupied by politics. I just am amused at how many people keep posting political posts right now, and I just want to sometimes comment and say, stop it. Let's just post love for each other and prayers for each other and help each other out. We can debate politics later, but I'm not going to say that even though I just did. Some of us are occupied by worrying about our family and our friends that are in other parts of the country. I know I am. I have family members in the at-risk category, and they live a good distance from here. I'm worried, I'm concerned, and I'm praying. But in all this worry about this stuff that's occupying us right now, there's something very exciting, right? There is a silver lining to this. First of all, we know that God always works out good to those who trust in him. He always works it out for the good. And we know that even though we may be suffering right now and things may not be perfect right now, we know without any doubt that God has something great in store for you and for me. That we know. And we know that we can look forward with hope and excitement because one day, hopefully soon, this will all end. Life will return to some sense of normalcy, and we can be excited about that. We can be excited that good things are going to come. Families will be closer. We'll be healthier. Who knows what will happen? But I know something good will happen. The church will thrive and grow. There's no doubt about that because the church always thrives and grows. Praise be to God for that. That's how awesome he is as he uses you and me to do that, to continue that ministry even now, today. But yet it's still hard to live in the midst of this. It's hard to live in the midst of a world where we're occupied by worries and fears and doubts and anxieties and burdens and stresses and, well, you know, just everything sometimes, just everything, life itself. can be hard. It's funny because we humans, most of the time, at some point, we'll come to a place in our lives where we see the silver lining, so to speak. Where we see the end and we get excited and we have anticipation and we know it's coming, like little children knowing that Christmas is getting closer, and as they see gifts gathering under the tree, getting more and more excited for the day they'll get to open those gifts and be excited and be happy for the gifts they've gotten and play with them. You know that excitement. We all experience that. Some of us still experience that because, like me, we're just big kids. We love it. But for some reason, when it comes to our faith life, we don't like talking about our silver lining. We don't like talking about the end. We don't like talking about death. It's a scary thing. I admit that. It is a very scary thing. And in times like these, it's a little more real when you turn on the TV and hear about movie stars and singers and actors that have come into our homes and into our lives through the television dying. Government leaders getting sick and dying. Reports every day of people dying all around us from this terrible virus. And it can be scary. We get afraid and we worry. But we who are in Christ Jesus have something that the rest of the world does not have. And we have something that is amazing. We have a silver lining like nobody else has. We will be freed from this occupation of this world, from sin, death, and the devil because of Jesus Christ. And we have this silver lining that says, even though we die, we shall live. And even though we die, we shall live. And we will be resurrected. And we will have an eternal life in heaven. That's what our lesson for today said. We will know the freedom from our occupation in this world fully when Jesus Christ calls us home and returns to take us to be with him forever. In fact, as a church, you may not realize this, but we pray it all the time. Every time we say the prayer, come Lord Jesus, we're not just praying for him to come right now. We're praying for him to come as our Savior, to come as our Redeemer, to come as the final judge who has already judged us not guilty, to take us home to be with him forever, to give us that victory that we have, where we'll be in paradise without sickness and worry and anxiety and fear, where we will be at the feet of Jesus worshiping with our loved ones day and night. That is the gift God has given us. We have the greatest of all silver linings, and we know that no matter what occupies us right now, God is our refuge and our strength, our fortress and our shield. The God of Jacob is with us. He is our refuge. And because of him, we already know the ending, and the ending is the beginning of new life, eternal for me and for you. And one other note. A lot of these preachers and a lot of these people on TV today talking about, well, you know, you better be afraid for the end of the world because Jesus is going to come and judge you. Let me tell you the truth, please. Because Jesus Christ has already died and risen for you and for me, because we are baptized as children of God, because he continues to love us and keep us in his grace every day by the power of his Holy Spirit, we have already been judged not guilty. And on that great and final day when Jesus comes to take us all home, to raise our lowly bodies out of the grave, we will not stand in a judgment line. We will stand in a line that says, not guilty, welcome home, here is your mansion. That day is not to be feared, but to be met with all rejoicing, just like on Christmas morning as those kids open their gifts with bright eyes, twinkling out because of the gift that they have been given, and even more so, we do because of the gift we have been given in Jesus Christ. Take heart. Jesus is for you. He is with you. You will live forever, and whatever oppresses you right now is but a blip on the radar screen of eternity. This will pass, God's word says it. It will pass, and you will be victorious because of the risen, resurrected Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In his name, amen.